Thank you. Glad to be here.
Will you tell me a little bit about your business and how many properties you own?
I have 35 small rental houses. They're row-style houses. In other words, attached to each other, side by each. Very inexpensive rent, and I have, like I said, 35. No, actually, I have 38, but two vacant right now. And I come here every day on two city blocks and take care of those, you know, anything big and small in that neighborhood. So I'm property owner, property manager, maintenance man, everything.
Chief cook, bottle washer.
Right.
Yeah. When did you start feeling that the coronavirus, the new coronavirus, was going to be a major challenge?
About a month ago, maybe more. And I began, my daughter who works with me, I began telling her, don't spend any money that's, you know, any frivolous money.
Right.
You know, because it's coming.
How many of your tenants have been in touch?
I talk with my tenants on a fairly regular basis. Probably, I know right now my count is 10 of my tenants that are unable to pay.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of those 35, so about one-third of my businesses.
Is it all related to the virus?
Oh, yes. Most of those are food service workers, either waitresses. I have quite a few managers, like Pizza Hut managers and Kentucky Fried Chicken managers and waitresses and, you know, the like. So a lot of food service workers.
How do people sound?
They're all worried. You know, they're can't pay you type, you know. They know that I'll work with them. They know that, you know, they pay me face-to-face every month. So we have dialogue all the time. Is everything okay? How are you doing? But they're worried. Many of them are young enough to where they really haven't been through anything, any major financial hiccup like this. And for me, it's a lot like 11 years ago.
Would you say that most of them are more worried about getting sick or about what this is, about what the work slowdown is going to mean for them and their families?
They're not worried about getting sick. They're off work.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I shouldn't say they're not worried about it, but I don't see anybody in the neighborhood wearing a mask or gloves or, you know, sanitizing the outside of their vehicle. None of that.
Yeah. Tim, in the way that most homeowners owe money on their home mortgage, I'm assuming you owe some money on your properties, right?
That's no longer true.
Ah, okay.
11 years ago, I choked on mortgages when they withdrew my line of credit. You know, this was the housing crisis, right? The housing bubble. And I suffered for about 10 years, but basically sacrificed enough to where I have paid them off. So, I mean, I've been through it before. I don't know what other property owners are going to do that have been diving into this market and thinking that owning rental properties is easy. You know, I don't know what the other folks are going to do with their mortgages.
Can you take us back to what was going on in the Great Recession with you and sort of what you learned when all of a sudden there you were with properties on hand, renters not being able to pay, and lenders coming at you for what you owed them?
I did not miss any payments, but what I did experience were, I'll say, 25% vacancy. I had six vacant at one time. I did manage to make all my payments, but I did not hire anybody. I started cutting all the lawns myself, roofs, floors, walls, doors. I did everything myself. Basically, all I had was my health, my muscle, and a credit cards. I did max out two credit cards paying the property taxes 1 year, and it took me forever to pay that off. But really, what we experienced back then is much the same now. You know, where's the money going to come from? Not going to be able to hire anybody, that's for sure.
You know, I saw one letter that a property management company sent to tenants suggesting that everyone was in the same boat here and that properties are essentially small businesses, and some of them will succeed and some of them will fail, and that they expected rent to be paid on time. Is that the kind of line that you're taking with your tenants right now?
I haven't pursued collections because the courts are down right now.
Yeah.
You know, the governor has signed an order that postpones any eviction activities till April 17th or 19th, something like that. So I'm not pursuing it at this time. The last time we went through this, there really wasn't any good prospective tenants in the pipeline either. We don't pay our people very much. So these folks that I described earlier, either pensioners on Social Security, I have about 20% people that are on fixed incomes. They don't have a bunch of money. So, and when we have childcare workers, security guards, restaurant managers, and the like that are getting what I consider to be less than a living wage, and they can get rent for $530 here, but essentially they cannot, nobody ever moves away from here for less money.
Right.
So really, that's where we're at is, who am I going to get? If I could get the courts to work for me and move somebody out, who else has got money? I know, I've worked with many of them for years. They've been here with me for a long time. I'm not just going to process a bunch of eviction notices, even if I could.
Right.
So yeah, they understand. They get a bill every month. They know their balance is climbing. We'll work it out is the way I'm approaching it.
How worried are you about the long-term outlook?
Yeah, this one is so uncertain in terms of the end of it. You know, last time, by the time people went back to work, it was for less money and fewer hours. Now I believe when they go back to work, they'll probably get good hours and probably have, you know, at least the same pay. But who knows when that will be. So I'll share with you that I have enough in my property tax savings account to pay the taxes this year. So I'm beyond this year, I can't even make a prediction.
The question of the longer term outlook is, it sounds like it's definitely on your mind.
Oh, it's uncertain. Everything is uncertain for now. You know, I could be myself, you know, I think myself essential. If they've got a plumbing problem, I'm on it right away, roof leak or otherwise. I'm serving people, and many of them are elderly. I think myself essential, but if I get contaminated and I go down, how it's just going to be bad for everybody.
What are some of the things you're doing to protect yourself right now?
Well, the front seat of my car has masks, safety glasses, rubber gloves, spray bleach. And I gear up if I have to go somewhere, whether it's to get gasoline or go to Home Depot. Home Depot is just one hotbed for contamination as far as I can tell. I gear up and I'm wiping my handles in and out, continue to wash my hands and wear a mask. Yesterday I received the keys back to a house, for example, and I'm wearing gloves, a mask, glasses, and got spray bleach and throw the keys on the counter and douse them with bleach. I even had to sanitize the pen for the signature of, you know, the date and time when I got the keys back. It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible to stay clean. I'm worried.
Once you start thinking about surfaces, you can't stop.
Right. Everything you touch, gas pumps, I like to pay cash these days. Cash. People pay me in cash. Formerly, I wouldn't hesitate really to lick my fingers and count it, you know. While the client is right there. Now it's a different story altogether. Just a big worry.
What are some of the things that you're doing in your own life just to prepare yourself financially for what may be ahead? You mentioned that you asked your daughter not to make any major purchases or anything. Are there ways you're changing the way you live?
No, because it's fairly modest anyway. We did stock up something months ago, told my girlfriend to buy a bunch of toilet paper, so we didn't even have to do that battle.
Smart man.
My life is pretty modest, you know, so I'm not really changing anything other than I am mentally, I'm afraid to invest in a new roof on any house or, you know, I'm just not going to be making any investments in these houses that I can't do myself. Since these people pay me, like I said, in person, you tend to care about them. If they have a flat tire when you're driving by their house in the morning, and you can, you come back and fill it for them. You know, that's just generally how I operate. So it's a we're all in this together thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, Tim, we wish you all the luck and the best of health in every sense all through this.
You bet. And you too. And all your listeners, let's just be good to each other and bump pebbles with you soon, I hope.